I'm going to demonstrate the Sanjian PR-D17 AM-FM portable radio for the visually impaired. And this radio is made specifically for the visually impaired because all the menus, all the buttons, they all talk. And you can't shut them off. For some people, it might be a little too chatty for them. But for us who can't see, it's great. If you use an AM/FM clock radio, it is, I would say, about 8 by 10 inches. And it has a little handle on the top. It's like a small little boom box. It uses 6D batteries.
C batteries, I think.
Oh, C, you're right. The radio does not come with the batteries. It also does have a power block, so you could use it either on the batteries or on your AC electricity. In the back of it, there's just a little window that you open and you put your batteries in there if you want to put the batteries in. On the top, there is an antenna. And if you are facing the radio, on the left-hand side, on the top, there is a switch that goes up and down. That'll
switch
be if
FM
you
to stereo.
Put it on stereo.
Switch FM to mono.
To mono. And that's the first switch on the left-hand side of the radio, if you have the radio facing you. It is the Sanjian.
I think it's S-A-N.
G-E-A-N.
Yeah, S-A-N-G-E-A-N. PRD-17.
If you're planning on buying this like someplace off of Amazon, in the search field, also type in visually impaired, because they make a lot of models that are very similarly, that have similar model numbers.
This radio, you can buy it on Amazon. When it first came out, the list price was $139. If you go on the website from the people that actually make it, but you can purchase it sometimes for less on Amazon, and there's some other sites too. I'm going to talk about the left side first and the right side. So after that toggle switch, there's an input for auxiliary, which I have not used, but I know Tim has used it. And below that,
I have as well. I love it.
That was David. And below that is the headphone jack. And the bottom input, which is a little bit bigger than the other two, is for the power jack, which I didn't bring the power jack because I didn't want to carry it. I know that Tim has used the auxiliary, and you plug your device into there, and whatever you're playing does come through the speakers.
Yes. So you can plug your iPhone in or something else, and it comes out the speakers and the radio. So it sounds very nice.
On the right side of the radio, there's a big button on the top, and that you use to turn to the left or the right. And if you push it in, that's how you get to menus. I'll talk about that a little bit in a few minutes. And below that, the other big button is for volume. Looking at the radio, if you're facing it, in the middle, there's a big display, which whatever you have on, it'll show it. And I've been told it's big, large numbers. It'll tell you the time. It'll also tell you the radio station. And to the right and left of that are the speakers.
How big is it?
I think it's about 6 by 10. That's my guess. I didn't find in any of the reviews that I read the actual size, but I can pass it around too. On the top right-hand corner, the first button, that's the on-off button. I'll put that on. You can hear what it sounds like.
Power on. FM band. 100% battery level. FM 105.7.
Closet space. There was no place to store anything, so my house was clutter central. But not anymore, because I called California Closets.
Power off.
I'm going to shut it off so I can tell you about the other buttons. That button that turns it on is separated from the other two rows of buttons, and it's in the upper right-hand corner below the display that tells you the time. Going from the left to the right, the first one tells you FM, AM, auxiliary. I'll push that. Then I'm going to put it on after I tell you what all the buttons do, and I'll push them again. The next one is the menu. Then there is an alarm. Then the fourth one is the sleep timer, and the fifth one does the time. Below that, the second row, are the presets. There's five presets. They are a little bit more spongy if you touch them, and they actually have braille dots on them, so it's A through E. So there's A, B, C, D, and E going from left to right. I'm now going to put the radio back on.
Power on, FM band, 100% battery level. FM 105.7.
This crystal clear 4K video says otherwise, Joe.
Well, I'm just happy we could contact a ranger with T-Mobile's powerful signal.
The button all the way to the left on the first row, I'll show you what that does.
AM band.
So it does the AM band.
1030. Aux and band.
You can do the auxiliary, which is using that first jack on the left-hand side.
FM band.
That's FM.
FM 105.7.
And that's what the button all the way to the left does. The next button is the menu button.
Set the voice language, English.
It sets the language to English or Spanish. So I have it on English. If you press in the knob on the top.
Set the voice volume, 3.
Oh, wait.
Set the time format, 12 hours.
You can set the time format to 12 or 24-hour format. I think I got out of the language, but
You did.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
Seek down FM 104.9.
And if you turn it back to counterwise, it'll go up.
FM 105.0. FM 105.2. FM 105.4. FM 105.6. FM 105.7.
And if you push it in, that will...
FM 106.
It'll seek, or then it'll also, if you hold it in longer, that'll keep the stations that you choose. So I didn't hold it in longer, so it started seeking again.
FM 106.0. FM 105.9. FM 1. Set the hour. 2
okay.
p.m. Set the minute.
This is how you set the time?
The clock option saved. It is 2:48 p.m. FM 105.7.
You can do the sleep timer, which...
sleep timer, 60 minutes.
Set for 60 minutes, but it's kind of interesting that the amounts that it goes through.
45 minutes. 30 minutes.
And what Nina's doing is she's just turning the knob.
And turning it counterwise.
Right.
15
the
minutes.
Top knob on the right side to change.
120 minutes.
And this shows you what you could do for a sleep timer.
90 minutes. 90 minutes. 90 minutes.
So.
120.
Going backwards.
60 minutes.
So, and then when you want to set it, you push it in.
Set the hour.
And
2 p.m.
I think I held it in too much. But you get used to how much you want to hold it in for.
FM 105.7.
That's about it, really.
Yeah, I was just wondering, would it be possible for you to find some music, just so we could hear sort of the sound quality of music?
Can you have it tell you what the time is?
Yes. To know what the time is, the fifth button from the left, or the first button on the
right,
on the first row, it'll tell you the time. I'll push it now.
It is 2:51 p.m., 100% battery level.
Does it have a headphone jack?
Yes, the headphone jack is the second jack down.
Okay.
When you put that in, then... if someone else was in the room, they would not hear any of the voice commands. It would just go through the headphone jack.
Correct.
Correct.
The other question I have is when you're changing stations, it's on the face of the radio, not on the very top head, but on the main face of the radio. Is that where the presets are? If you were laying down in bed and you wanted to push the presets, some radios have them like on the top, so you can press down and you have some leverage when you press
the
button.
On the top.
Press
it's on the
forward. Will it topple over?
No, it won't topple over. It has actually these little rubber feet on the bottom of the radio so that it won't scratch, you know, whatever surface it's on. Let me see. There's one, two, there's four little rubber feet on the bottom, and it's pretty secure.
I have a radio that's set up like that, and you sort of have to hold it with one hand and press the button. Otherwise, it'll topple over. So it's not practical when you're laying down in bed to do it. And the other question is, do the buttons make a noise when you press them? They click. If someone else was in the room and you were clicking at 2 in the morning listening to the radio, would they hear it?
They probably would. Not.
They would.
Not really. It's very quiet.
One of my complaints about the radio is that when I reach over to check the time at night, I use the auxiliary jack and have a little pillow speaker plugged in. I have the Victor Stream connected to the auxiliary jack and my pillow speaker connected to the earphone jack, which is nice. But I sometimes move the radio when I press a button. It doesn't topple over, but if it's on a smooth surface, it will move. The other thing is that when you press a button, even if you disconnect the headphone jack, let's say you've got a partner in bed with you and you disconnect the headphone jack, it says, headphone jack unplugged. There's no way to make it not do that.
That is correct, Jerry. Yeah. It talks, it's very chatty. There's no way to shut off any of the options of talking. It either all talks or it doesn't talk if it's off.
And even if I want to turn off the alarm, let's say I wake up early and I want to turn the alarm off without waking Lee up.
It says alarm off.
It does. So what I do is leave the earphone jack plugged in and hold the pillow speaker up to my ear and turn the alarm off and just leave that plugged in until she gets up.
So I'm assuming it has like one, you can have the alarm where it actually turns on the radio or the station?
Yes. So when the alarm goes on, it puts on the radio station that you had last listened to.
There is also a way to set the alarm, I believe so, that it makes a sort of a buzzing sound. The other nice thing related to the alarm is that even if you have something plugged into the headphone jack, if the alarm goes off, it goes off in the speaker, not in the headphones. That's actually a smart feature in the radio.
So if I have something plugged into the headphone jack because I'm listening to it and I'm getting up early, it's still going to wake John up.
Yes, if the alarm goes off, yes.
I know, David, you had asked about the sound quality. Well, I'm just going to do what it is I should do. How up shall I make it? It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Could you hear that, David?
Yeah, no, that's good.
Okay. All right.
Anything so, else here in the room?
How was AM?
I'll put the AM on. Hold on a second.
AM band. AM 1030.
I'll make this louder.
So this
for you,
holiday
John.
Season, think about it. A light from Nina's as a gift for your child, your spouse, and other loved ones. It's something they will enjoy.
So, John, that was, you know, busy 10:30. I mean, I could take this with me if I wanted to. It's kind of cute. Like, it's like a little boom radio thing, I would say. But, you know, I usually don't take, like, a clock radio, but I never thought of that because I usually use other devices when I go away to use as a clock. Just because I try not to bring too many things.
How much does it cost?
The list price was $139, but I know a lot of people who got it cheaper on Amazon. I believe when it was purchased for me, it was, I think, $115 or $109.
It went down at one point to $69, and I think it's gone back up now, but I don't know what the new price on Amazon is. The other place that sells it, there's a place called Universal Radio in Ohio online. They sell it. I don't know what their price is.
If you needed technical assistance or help with it, the phone number for the notes is 316-252-2500.
Power off. 100% battery level.
And speaking of the battery, I still do not know how long the batteries will last for. I usually use it plugged into the wall, and I've had a few people tell me that they still haven't figured out how long the batteries when I listen to a bunch of different reviews about it. So I think the batteries last a long, long time.
If you don't have batteries in the thing and you unplug it, you lose the time setting. But you don't lose your presets.
I did not buy this radio, but there are a number of reviews online from a couple of different websites. I would encourage you to read them before you go out and buy this thing. Several of the users suggested that you should let the radio lie on its back rather than try to hit the button, because you could topple over the radio. There were some complaints that some of the knobs were kind of rubbery and gummy and you couldn't get a very good grip on them. Also be advised that the AM and FM presets are not interchangeable. You get 5 of each.
Jeffrey, the bottom, the 5 presets, they are more spongy and they do have the braille on them, but the buttons that are above them are just spongy.